Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Samach Vav, 266. As we continue with the mitzvahs in Parshas Emor relating to Kohanim, and now we have the first of three, a set of three mitzvos. Who is a Kohen not allowed to marry? So, three about the Kohen, and then we'll get into more detailed mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol. But coming up are the three mitzvahs relating to the Isurei Kehuna. Today's mitzvah is the Isur of a Kohen marrying someone who is called a Zona. The next mitzvah is a Chalala, and the next mitzvah is Grusha. So, Zona, Chalala, and Grusha are the three women that a Kohen is not allowed to marry. Says the Torah, Isha, Zona, v'chalala lo yikachu. Isha, a woman who has the status of a zona. We don't know what that means yet. V'chalala lo yikachu. He shall not take. Important to keep that lashon in mind, the verb used, lo yikachu. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. And a woman who is divorced from her husband, ki gadosh hu le'lakav, because he is kadosh. So this pasuk has all three. One pasuk with all three. Zona, chalala, and grusha. Three surim that a Kohen has. Just by the way, some have stated that the last name Azulai, which sometimes are Kohanim, but not always, but stands for Isha Zona V'Chalala Lo Yikachu. Right, so that could be where the Azulai might come from as a Kohanic name. But I know Azulais that are not Kohanim, but either way, that is the that's just a phrase. Okay, so we're about to talk about who a Kohen is not allowed to marry. Even before we get into this mitzvah, though, there's an important discussion that Rav Avadya Yosef has in Evan Ezer, Chelek Hey. We're going to have three Rav Avadyas today, Bez Hashem. Chelek Hey, Simin Samach Aleph. Here's the tshuva. Ha'im mutter li Yisrael lisa bas Kohen le'isha. Ve'im mutter le Kohen lisa bas Yisrael. Are Yisraelim and Kohanim allowed to intermarry? So forget Chalala, Zona, and Grusha. What about a Yisraelis? Is a Kohen allowed to marry Yisraelis or vice versa? Why? Where does this come from? What are you talking about? It's the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim tells us on Daf Mem Tes, Kol Seuda She'ena Shel Mitzvah Ein Tamar Chacham Rashai Leheros Bimena. If it's not a Seudas Mitzvah, Tamar Chacham can't be there. What's a Seudas Mitzvah? Kagon Mai, Rabbi Yochanan, Kagon Bas Kohen Li Yisrael Ubas Tamar Chacham La'am Ha'aretz. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Kohen Li Yisrael Ein Zivugan Ola Yafeh. A Bas Kohen shouldn't marry Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan says. Mayhi, Amar Rav Chisda. Why? What's going to be the end of the marriage? O Almana, O Grusha, O Zera Ema. Terrible. B'masnisa Tana, O Kovra, he'll bury her. O Kovraso, she'll bury him. O B'vizal Yanios, it'll lead to poverty. It's a Gemaris. Gemaris seems to say that, no, it's not a good idea for a Bas Kohen to marry a Yisrael. So what are we talking about here? So the question is, maybe it was only in the times of Yichus when there were Kohanim Miyuchasim, and now we only have Kohanim Muchzakim. But either way, he says that the Rishonim say this. So says Rav Avadya, there are really three levels. Let me be machalik. Yish machalik adavar l'shlosh asukim. She'emu tamar chacham. If we're talking about a serious tamar chacham, shevachu la'aron shiyidvak bizarro. Then wonderful, it's fine. Then she can marry whoever she wants, even in Yisrael. The other Abba, Zocha Losh Vekavid, Shei Torah Vekahuna B'Makam Echad. It'll be a great zivug. If it's a Tamar Chacham Yisrael that marries a Bas Kohen. The Imu Ama Aretz, She'ein Bo Lo Torah V'Lo Mitzvahs V'Gemilas Chasadim. And if he's just a Stam Ama Aretz, then Genayu La'aretz Yevek Bizarro. You have a Bas Kohen. Look at her lineage. She's marrying an Ama Aretz. V'Yalzeh Amro, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. And then you have a Balabayas Pashut. Vimu Balabayas Pashut, Shalola Matorah, Avalu Shamar Mitzvah, Sagoma Chasadim, Vinoig Bedach Yisharim. You have a Balabayas, he says, that doesn't sit and learn, but he's a wonderful person. Rasha, and then it's a Rishus, it's an option. It's Einkan Lo Shalach Velo Ganai. Either way, then it's open. Either way, that is what Rav Avadya says, in terms of a Bas Kohen marrying Yisrael. And he says, Mabachar in the Shema Torah mitzvahs, Vakoshkinim, whom Machal Shabbos for Hesia, Ain Safik Shatzorach Ad Kama Shevshalim Noah, Osam Milisa Bas Kohen, Kibinafshim Hadavar. Right, so even though we don't really think about this, says Rav Avadya, that a Bas Kohen, who will leave her kahuna, right? A Kohen, a male Kohen, there's less on the line, Rav Avadya explains. Because his wife is going to become an Ashes Kohen, and they're still going to remain in the Shevet of Truma and Kahuna Vechulu. But a Bas Kohen is leaving the Shevet now, because it goes after the father. So therefore, it's got to be a good guy, says Rav Avadya. Hopefully Category 1. Category 2 is also okay, but for sure not Category 3. That's what he says at the end. Ein Yisrael Lisa Bas Kohen, Elim Kena Chatan Yarei Hashem Marbim, Vekoveh Itam HaTorah. says Afal Pikin Adayin Aval Kohen Nosei Bas Yisrael Kol Sheim Shama Torah Mitzvahs. There's less of an issue with a Kohen marrying a Bas Yisrael than a Bas Kohen marrying Yisrael. Okay, that's Rav Avadia. Everybody should be zocha to build Batei Ne'eman and be Yisrael. He ends off. Wonderful. Batei Ne'eman. Anyway, so we continue now. Today's Isser gets into who a Kohen is allowed to marry halachically. Whatever Rav Avadia was talking about was on a more of a hashkafic level. But now halachically, Kohen can't marry three women. Number one, Shelo Yisa Kohen. Bein Kohen Gadol, Bein Kohen Hedyon. Isha Zona Leisha. This is about a Kohen, but obviously it's about a Kohen Gadol also. Kohen Gadol has an even higher standard. There are two other mitzvahs of women that he's allowed to marry, as we're talking about in the coming days. But a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a woman who is called a Zona. Shenemar Isha Zona v'chalalo v'yikachu v'lashen kicha mashma derech ishus. So we're going to do it in this order because the Chinuch has it in this order even before defining what a Zona is. I don't know what a Zona is. What a Zona is called in colloquial terms is not what it's called in halachic terms. So we'll have to see what a Zona is. But even before we get there, says the Chinuch, if you look closely at the Pasuk says lo yikachu. Yikachu kicha is a lashon of kiddushin, and therefore he says derech ishus al kein in alokela elakishenasa ubala. This is an important shita of the chinuch based on the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia in Perek Yud Zayin and in Perek Tezvav. But let's read it in the chinuch first. The chinuch says that one only gets malchus if one is mekadesh one of these women and then lives with them. Kiddushin and Bia. That's when you get Malchus, and he gets that from the Lashon of the Torah. Lo Yikachu. Right? If somebody goes over, if a Kohen goes over to a Grusha or a Zona and just is Mizana with them, they do not violate this Isser, and they don't get Malchus. They don't get Malchus for it. They don't get Malchus for it. That's what he says. That is based on the Rambam. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Yud Zayin. A much discussed Rambam in the Achronim and in the Gemaras at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. Shalosh Nashin Nasr Lakoanim. I'll call Koanim. Grusha Zona Vachalala. V'al Kohen Gadol Arba. Elu Shal Shalosh V'almana. And then he talks about which Kohen Gadol is included. Not for us now. Here's the Rambam. Yud Zayin Beis. Kol Kohen Shenasa Achas B'Yashalosh Anashim Eilu. Bein Gadol Bein Hedyo. Any Kohen who marries one of these women, U Baal, and then he has Bia with them, Loke. V'im Baal HaDerech Znus, Eino Loke Mishum Zona O Grusha O Chalala. Shenemar Lo Yikach Wa Chikach V'Yival. Fascinating shita to think about the lundus of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Torah formulates, and the Rambam and the Chinuch Paskin, these three Isurim are faulty marriages. If you're just mezana with these women, that's not the Isur. If I'm mezana with a chayvei, with a woman who's chayvei krisus, chayvei mises bezdin, a man goes over to an ashes ish, obviously you can't be married to an ashes ish because she's married to somebody else, a man goes over to even a mamzeres, a nasit, any other isurim, fine, then just the bia one might think is aser. We'll see, the Rambam might not say that either. But specifically here, the Rambam says, by a kohen, this is the source of it, the only iser is, the full iser, with malchus, is only after kiddushin, marriage, and bia. Within the context of a marriage, that's the aveira. The Ravid cannot fathom it. Says the Ravid, ein haseichel mode bazeh. What the Rambam is talking about. Shari Lomdu, Kohen Hedyo, mi Kohen Gadol, L'chalo al Zera, B'tzira Shabbat. The Rambam, I read the next line, the Rambam says Kohen Gadol violates even without Kiddushin. Kohen Gadol, Shabbal ha'omana, loke achas avabisha lo kidesh. It's only Zonu, Chalala, and Grusha by the Kohen Hedyo, which requires the Kiddushin. So the Rambam says, I don't understand. There are comparisons and G'zira Shabbat between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyo. So I don't know why this is. But if you look closely in the Rambam, and we'll see in the Minchas Chinuch in a minute, it's not only by these three. If you look two prakim back in the Rambam says in Perek Tezvav of Yisurei Bia, Halacha Beis, Echon Mamzer Shenasa Yisraelis, O Yisraeli Shenasa Mamzeres, right, the Yisra of Mamzeres, Kivan Sheba'alu Achar HaKidushin Lokin. Again, the Rambam says, the Yisra Mamzeres is only in the context of a marriage. Kidesh Velo Ba'al Eino Loke. Just kiddushin, no malchus. Ba'av lo kiddush, ain't a loke misha mamzeris. She'ein l'chol b'kol chai ve'lavin. Misha loke al be'ilav lo kiddushin, ela kohen gadol ba'almana. That's the Rambam's yisod. The only one of the chai ve'lavin, obviously chayvei krisus. Somebody lives with their sister, they're chayv karis. Somebody lives with any of the other arayos, they're chayv karis. But chayvei lavin, out of all the chayvei lavin, they're only in the context of a marriage, says the Rambam. Except kohen gadol and amana. We'll have to talk about that more when we get there. Be'ezras Hashem. The Ravid again here says, I don't know what he's talking about. He says, Nis lo nisba'er velo yisba'er v'ha'omra lo yispa'er. Doesn't make sense that the one who's saying it is not praiseworthy. Ki ta'os gadol hu hashti isra kahuna t'chsiv be'lo yikach arminam ba'avolo kiddish loke. So fine, I'm upset that the Rambam even says it by kahuna, but fine, I understand it says the lashon lo yikach there, but hanach psula delo k'siv bu el abiyah l'chudei lo kol shegein. Surely the Pasuk says in Kiseitse. What are you getting Kiddushin in here? So it's bad enough, but I know what misled the Rambam, says the Ravid, by the Yisrei Kahuna. But by non-Yisrei Kahuna, he's thinking about Mamzerus also? What are you talking about? But either way, that's the Lundus. Feel free to look at all the Achronim on these two Rambams. Again, beginning of Perek Yuzayin and Perek Tezvav of Hilchas Yisrei Biyah. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Aleph, this shita, and he says, "The imnasa kohen, if you look kohen gadol, bekiddushin lechud below beila v'vade yichiy malchus. You for sure don't get malchus with marriage and not bia by a chayv elavin. V'zem muska aliba de kulei alma. That for sure you don't get malchus. There is a machlokas, and this he says later on. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Tes discusses what about by." I said that if somebody, right, a coin goes over to a zona, who we still haven't defined, and does kiddushin with her, and does not have bia, nobody would say that there's malchus there. What I'm not sure about is, do you get an avera? You're not going to get malchus, unless there's kiddushin and bia. Are you going to get an avera? If you're just Mekadesh, that I'm not sure, he says. Ubishar Chayvei Lavin, he says, by other Chayvei Lavin, for sure he thinks you would not. It would not be an Avera. But by Yisurei Kahuna, where you use the Lashon of Kicha, so maybe if you did Kiddushin, so then maybe you would get an Isser. So that happens to be a Machlokas Rishonim. Elsewhere, he doesn't quote it. But that is all related to, what about playing Kiddushin, what about Biyah? But this is all important. Again, just to summarize, the Shita of the Chinuch of the Rambam is these three Isurim are only fully violated with Kiddushin and Bia. Let's continue. Misharshi HaMitzvah, what's behind the Sharish of the Mitzvah? Lefi, Shakonim Nivchoy Lavod Avodas Hashem Tamid. The Kohanim are chosen to serve Hashem, always. Ra'uy Umuchuyav, meaning even Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, they're still the Nivcharim. They're still Kohanim, even though they're not doing the Avoda. But these Isurim are fully intact. We're going to get to Lamaisa cases, Rahman al-Aslan, in a couple of minutes. Ra'uyim mechuyav liyosam kadoshim rukiyim yosim mikol shara'am b'kol inyoneihem. They are mechuyav to be kadosh enaki in all areas. Af ki b'inyan azivuk shudavar ikari ba'adam. Even regarding marriage, which is an ikar idea. And therefore, says the Chinuch, two ideas. V'ksas machshavas adam abaz zugo tamid. Lachein, and people think about their spouse, as they should. Lachein is chayev shal lisa azona shemizgara umar petesirenu v'tatenu b'rov licha midarko atova v'kavarasa ritzuya. We'll get to what a zona is in a minute, but if somebody marries a zona, a halachic zona, so then that woman maybe is not the most appropriate woman to uplift this man spiritually, and therefore the Kohen has a higher level of needing to be in the world of Ruchnias, and therefore he can't marry her. By a Yisrael, obviously Yisrael should also marry the most wonderful, best women, but you know, you can have, there are, this category doesn't apply, and obviously you just have to have a woman who has Yirat Shemayim and the other milas. Vegami boshes upagam kol akariv aleha shkola marana nacharev tumas achar b'shulei. Also, people are gonna talk about him as gonna be a chil Hashem. This Oved Hashem, this person who works in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, he who would work in the Beis Hamikdash, he married this woman. So for various reasons, it is inappropriate. The interesting just diuk. Everybody has a mitzvah to be a kadosh. At the beginning of kadoshim, kadoshim ti was said to call it Aspen Yisrael. But I saw under Schlesinger, Valio Schlesinger, in one of his farm, Elu Advarim, points out, by Kohanim it says, kadoshim yil elokehem, sounds similar to kadoshim ti, but then the pasuk adds, velo yechalalu shem elokehem. By Kohanim, by definition, they have to be kadosh. By Yisraelim, we should be kadosh. even if we're not kadosh, we still remain Yisraelim. Not kadosh, but kadoshim to you. But if you're not, you're still Yisrael. By a kohen, if he's not kadosh, it's a chilul, and he loses it. Kadoshim yil elokeyam, v'lo yechalelu shem elokeyam. And that's why they have these various extra halachas that Yisraelim don't have. Okay, here we go. What is a zona? Midini ha-mitzvah. Mash'amar zacharon levracha. Sha'azona amurakan hi. A couple of definitions. We're going to get to, I think three definitions, what is included in the Yisrael of zona. Number one. Sha'azona amurakan hi al-kol she'ena bas Yisrael. De'kulon bechlal zonos hein. Anyone who is not a bas Yisrael. They are included in zonos, as we'll get to. Giyores. A Gioris, according to Zalat, marry a Gioris, because a Gioris, a convert woman, wasn't born Jewish, and therefore she's in this category. The Ode. What, and Mamash a Goy, there's a separate Isser. If it was still a Goy, that's an Isser Daraisa. If a Yisrael tries to marry a Goya, it just doesn't work. There might be other Isserim of Kadesha, but the Isser of Zona only applies to a Kohen. If a Kohen tries to live with a guy, obviously you can't do Kiddushin with her. So it's a question of how is it going to work according to the Malkus, but you're going to violate the Yisr. That is number one. Continuing, a couple of pages later. That's a crucial one. Number two, not only a non-Jew, but any woman who had bia with someone who was usher to her. And the isser applies to all people. That is a zona. Meaning, nivala lapasola. That's what it's called in halakhic terminology. Any woman who was nivala lapasola is not allowed to marry a kohen. La afuki amana shenivala lakohen gadol, la grusha lakohen hedyo. Right, if an amana lakohen gadol, grusha lakohen hedyo, that's not called a zona. That's going to be the next mitzvah, which we'll see, is called chalala, because those aren't isurim that apply to everybody. Shavala chaladam. But that's category two. That's the most common. That's the most common form of zona, and that is nivala lapasola. If a woman was with a guy, if an ashes ish was mizana, if anybody was nivala lapasola. So that is called a zona, and a kohen cannot marry her. And that is also why Rachmanel Islan, tragic case, one of the tragedies on Halacha, if a woman, an Ashes kohen, is raped, then she's a sur labayla, she has to get divorced. Unless you can figure out something, but Meikra did, it's a problem, because she was Nivala Pasala. It was Nanas. And if it was a Yisrael is only if a woman is Mizane Beritzona, is she Asura Labayla. But Nansa is not. But by Nashus Kohen, it's a higher standard, Nivala Lapasola. And that's the category two of what a Zona is. Category three of what a Zona is, V'chei Nami Tikri Zona Kashin Nivala LaKohen Chalal. A Kohen Chalal, who we'll talk more about in the next mitzvah, somebody who had Kedusha and now lost his Kedusha, if a Kohen Chalal was Boel a woman, that woman is also becomes a Zona. That's not like a Kohen who marries a Grusha, who makes that woman into a Chalala. Here it's different. If a Kohen is already a Chalal, and he lives with a woman, then he makes that woman into a Zona. Even though a Kohen Chalal is considered a Yisrael, he gets the third Aliyah. And he's mutter to marry this woman. But it doesn't matter. Zona doesn't come from a specifically Isser. You can have a case that's mutter to marry, and the result will be a Zona. You can have a case of Usser, and the result will not be a Zona. What are the cases? There's one case. Here's a case where a Kohen Chalal, let's say there's a kid whose father was a Kohen and his mother's a Grusha. So, he's a Chalal. Okay, so he's a Yisrael. He can marry whoever he can marry who he wants. He can't eat Truma, but he's fine. He can live his life. But what if he marries a woman, then he dies, that woman cannot marry a Kohen. He dies, and she's an Almana. Can't marry a Kohen because she's a Zona. Okay? She'en ha'yosa Zona talui b'be'ila shel Israel b'be'gima. The definition of Zona doesn't apply to a B.S., isn't a function of a B.S. Isser, but it's a function of Pegima, which Chazal defined in these ways. Nivola l'pasola, or to a Kohen Chalal. What's a case where there's an Usser, the opposite, an Usser relationship, but there's no Zona created? That's the next case the Chinuch says. And this is all from the Rambam. Let's say a woman, Rachman al-Islan, lives with an animal. So that doesn't make her a Zona, even though it is an Isser relationship. So in both ways, you have a case that's a Mutter relationship that creates a Zona, and then an Usser relationship that does not create a Zona. Avishi v'skila lo nasa Zona. Tadaka bebilas adam husha osa oto Zona. V'chinim nivla bodem nida. Or if a woman lives with her husband or with a man when she's a nida. Right? So that is not. Nidus does not create zona either. Enas zona b'kach, v'yavishi b'kares, even though it's an isser kares, if a man does it willingly, living with a woman who is a nida. Okay, skip to the next paragraph. This is what I mentioned before. V'chol anev elas l'misha osa osa zona. If any woman is anev elas to a man who makes her a zona, bein ba'ones. There's the tragic line. Bein ba'ones. Bein baratzon. Bein bishkaga. Bein kadarka. Bein shalo kadarka. Misharaba nifsla mishum zona. Once the bia starts, the she is usher mishum zona. Period. Again, there's a huge discussions here. We'll try to figure out and fit in exactly what we can fit in. Let's just try to get to some halacha lamaisa cases in the time that we have left. Skip down to the bottom. V'noheges b'kohanim b'chomakam v'cholzman. This mitzvah applies always to kohanim. V'kovin ha'over aleha b'nasi isha zona me'ilu shebi'arnu. If a kohen marries an isha zona, derech ishus uba'ala loke, he gets malchus. Three tshuvas that have to do with our case, and then we'll see what time is left. Number one, Rav Avadia has two tshuvas that I wanted to mention. Number one is in Evan Ezer, Chelek Ches, Simin, Tezvav. Here's the case. Case, Shaila came from Brooklyn, New York. Asher Nisu Lefnei Arashanim. There was a couple that was a Baal Tshuva for 4 years. They've been married for 4 years. Habal Kohen is a Kohen. And they have two wonderful little girls. Baal Mesaper Kedil Halon. This is what happened. Lefnei Nisu Yemishti, before I got married, I asked her if she was a Psula. She said, yeah, I'm a Psula. A couple days later, she's like, no. I was in a university and I really was not, I'm not a Psula. But I'm not sure if the guy was a guy or not. I'm not sure if he was a guy or a Jew. And then after a couple of days later, she's like, well, really, it happened twice. And I'm not sure if either of them were Goyim, non-Jews or Jews. Ubecholzos, and Alpha Pekin, I married her. This guy said, at that time, he still loved her, v'chul, he married her. Bizmana acharon, but now they've been mechazek in Torah near Shemayim, and they both b'tshuva shlema, and they're living ba'achva v'reus, but they want to do the right thing. And they want to know. They went to a Rav, and they told him the story, and they said, we'll do whatever the Rav says. If we have to get divorced, we have to get divorced. So, and the woman doesn't know. She didn't know if he was Jewish or not. She can't find these people. Can I still live with my wife? Says Rav Avadia, at first glance, you would think this is an open and shut case. Rove people in the world are non-Jews, so she was Nivol Apostolah. She's called a Zona. They have to get divorced. Right, by all these Isurim, once a Kohen lives with her, doesn't, okay, it's finished. Now what's done is done. Now they can stay living together. No. Every time they're together is an Isur. It's living in sin. So do they have to get divorced? He says, on the one hand, you would say, finished. But then for a few reasons, koach de hetera adif, he comes up with a kula. Number one, maybe you don't go by rove of the world, you go by rove of people who were near her. And Mestama, she's Jewish, so rove people near her were Jewish. Number one. Number two, maybe this is a case of bidyeved. They're already married and you find certain kulas if there was already a marriage bishogeg. Number three, you don't even know. Who, it's not a Vadai guy. You don't know. Maybe it was Jewish. With Varesh, she doesn't know. In Yehudi O'akim. So she has a Cheskas Heter. She was Mutter at one point. So maybe be Mokim her on her Cheskas Heter. And then, so he says for these and other various reasons, he says at the end, especially these people are trying to get back, come back, come back to the fold and strengthen themselves in Yahadus. So at the end of the tshuva, he is Mako. He is Mako here, Koach de Hetera. And another tshuva that he has in also Evan Ezer, Chelek, Tessim, and Zion. This case. There was a couple that went to sign up for the marriage registry in Ramat HaSharon. And in Bachur Kohen. There was a Kohen and a girl that were coming to get married. And the Emanara and the mother of the girl was there. She's Jewish. And she just said to me, Siach Lefituma. She's giving over her life story. She's like, yeah, my husband, he was a general in the French army. He wasn't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs at all. But you know, he told me that he died many years ago. But I know, he told me that his mother was Jewish. That's the case. Could you trust this guy who told this woman, this guy wasn't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that his mother was Jewish, and that this girl, and she says, no, my parents wouldn't have let me marry him if he wasn't Jewish. Again, going through a whole tshuva here, and Lamaisa at the end, he is Mako for a number of reasons. It happens to be in this tshuva that the guy, the boy himself, was a Suffolk Kohen. It wasn't even really a Kohen. It was a Kohen. He never duchened in his life. He remembered being in shul when he was younger, and his father didn't duchen with him, even though his father told him that he was a Kohen. So there's a lot of strange things going on in this case, and therefore there was Makam Lahakel as well. But again, every case is different. You have to look in the postgame. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva from when he was in South Africa, and Chelek Aleph and Shuvah Sanaga, Simin Shin Samach, there was a Kohen that wanted to marry a Balas Shuva. In Mutter, could a Kohen marry a Balas Shuva? Hashela Kan Chamura, Shemufurish, Begamara, so perfect subis, that even if she says Lakashin Nevalti, you might not believe a woman who was Nevelis. But he says at the end, Amalachar Ha'ion Nir De'en Lakshosh. Ha, Delomoa Bari Shalav, Atzorach Shnei Rube, the Chulu, let me find the line. The only edus that you have here is that the husband that says that she wasn't a psula, but he says in this case nearly is dati shekoin zeh im amra lo she ksheira v'shomeres mitzvahs shenei menes v'toenes v'birur shelo nivel ala akum shemolus lo, I would never have wanted to be with a non-Jew yochol lisa'ena b'chubah v'kidushin u'kalacha midin bari shela v'chazaka v'lo machmerin in chumrat d'rabanan machmer, and he quotes others that are makel in these kinds of cases. He says you have so many cases like this that Baalei Tshuva, and you have to find a terem for these people because it'll be soger the delis in front of those who want to get married. If you have a Kohen who is a Baal Tshuva or a Kohenes, umasi shlono levazos levayish bas Yisrael Baal Tshuva, you don't want to ask her if she was mezaner to a non-Jew or not. Either way, lamaisa, there are many kulas that are found. Again, it has to be worked out. We're not saying every case is going to be Mako. If you know for sure that there was a snus with a non-Jew, boom, there's nothing to talk about. If you know she was a married woman halachically to a Jew, and then she was Zana, nothing to talk about. But there is flexibility in terms of the others. Okay, we'll stop here.